Falun Gong is freely practiced in over 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM TV on Tuesday, March the 12th, 2002. I'm Susan Mitchell. Our top story this week comes from China. Major international media, including BBC, CNN, Reuters, and Agence France-Presse, reported that on March the 5th, state television broadcasts in Changchun in northeastern China were interrupted for 50 minutes by two films entitled Falun Gong Spreads Throughout the World and Self-Immolation or Deception, which presented evidence that the January 2001 self-immolations in Beijing was staged. The broadcasts, made on 8 channels of the Changchun cable TV network to an audience of up to 1 million people, documented the unlawful, violent nature of the persecution against Falun Gong and clarified the true positive nature of the practice. Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, wrote an article 3 days later highly praising the people who organized this peaceful and courageous incident to counter the venomous propaganda of state media that has poisoned the minds of millions of people over the last 2 years. A furious President Jiang Zemin has ordered police to shoot on sight any Falun Dafa practitioner caught distributing flyers, as well as a series of executions targeting all persons involved and other practitioners throughout China. The Falun Dafa Information Center in New York has reported that among the 60 arrested in Changchun were 3 Falun Gong practitioners who were kidnapped immediately after the event. Neither the identities of those involved in the actual broadcast nor their relation to Falun Gong are known at this time. Sources in China report, however, that the 610 offices of Jilin Province and Changchun City, where the broadcast took place, are acting on orders to compile lists of Falun Gong practitioners to be executed. Several who had been taken into custody before the event are said to be on the list. Some others will allegedly be sentenced to very heavy prison sentence terms. Practitioners throughout North America, Australia, and Europe gathered in front of Chinese embassies and consulates to denounce the decision by Chinese authorities to begin arbitrary executions of Chinese Falun Gong practitioners. Moving now to France. After the city of Fontenay-sous-Bois proclaimed Falun Dafa Day on March the 2nd, 2002, several young Falun Dafa practitioners started a 4-day, 100-kilometer peace walk around Greater Paris from Fontenay-sous-Bois. The walk passed through 29 cities and towns in the Greater Paris district and ended at the Chinese Embassy in Paris. Over 10,000 truth-clarifying flyers were distributed. The first World Congress of Future Science and Culture was held successfully at Cambridge University in England. Scholars and experts from Germany, Sweden, Belgium, France, Italy, Switzerland, Denmark, Canada, the USA, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, and the UK reported to about 300 conference attendees on their new perspectives and results from their areas of study. The Congress was divided into 4 parts: biology and medicine, new ideas in science, sociology and environmental science, and humanity and culture. Conference attendees were attracted by a poster outside the conference hall about an experiment with water. The experiment clearly demonstrated the effect of mind activity on water. When soothing music or loving words were applied to the water, the water's lattice structure became beautiful and orderly. When foul language was applied, the water structure became irregular. People were amazed that such a simple experiment demonstrated that matter and mind are one. The speakers all said that their new understandings and insights towards science and culture come from their cultivation of Falun Dafa and assimilation to the characteristics of the universe, On March the 7th, the BBC reported that seven Falun Gong practitioners were detained after holding a peaceful protest on Tiananmen Square at the same time as delegations from all over China were meeting for the annual National People's Congress in the Great Hall. It was reported by the Australian newspaper The Age that those arrested included five people from Melbourne and one from Sydney. And amongst them was 1964 Tokyo Olympic swimmer Jan Becker. Mr. Molnar said that he was beaten and kicked during his arrest. A Chinese Air Force officer is killed for practicing Falun Gong. On March the 6th, the Falun Dafa Information Center reported that a 49-year-old officer in the Chinese Air Force had died in police custody. He had been arrested for publicly appealing for the right to practice Falun Gong. Mr. Wang Yu was last seen alive on February the 14th. His body was sent for cremation on February the 22nd. Witnesses at the crematorium described the arrival at 3 p.m. of a male corpse that had suffered extensive recent quote-unquote surgery, leaving the man's facial features unrecognizable. And finally, like all the Orthodox religions around the world, the cultivation practice of Falun Dafa believes that good is rewarded and bad deeds will be punished. Although the spouse of a practitioner did not practice Falun Dafa, he knew from the bottom of his heart that it's a good practice. After the persecution was beginning on April the 25th, 1999, he heard that the elderly custodian of the practice site was always giving the practitioners there a hard time, and he tried to stop them from doing their exercises. In response, the husband bought four bottles of wine and gave them to the custodian, and he asked him to let them practice their exercises for 2 hours. The custodian agreed. After the practitioner's spouse got home, he felt a strong urge to sleep in the room where the picture of the founder of Falun Dafa, Mr. Li Hongzhi, was hanging. When he got up the next morning, he felt for a growth on the back of his head that he'd had for several years. He realized that it was gone. Moreover, there was no scar. He joyfully shouted, "The growth is gone. Falun Dafa is miraculous." Thanks for watching FDM-TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.